Sister Dove. Just want to take the opportunity of Shem starting a new year with Shem. People to leave the Sussan. Find even one person who can come join the night Seder. Brought Shem a beautiful matzah there. That could be a tremendous chus. I'll take the opportunity to thank again the Rav of Shor for coming ready. More than a chazak already. Be Mahana the Biswanish with the way Bracha before Yom Nora.
Small magdashim, a molly be goddess, the pachad of Yemadin. Mora, the hollow, the lost in a rambam, you may mivra chimon iselov. And as we go through the Sifrei Kadmeinim, Ben Yoina, others, all talk about Merdek Pachad of Yemadin. We all know from generations not too long ago that there was such a Pachad. The Avir was different. The feeling, the air, Yemadin is coming. Today is Chof Ha'elu, first day of the Bria. Not Chas V'Shom to be Katrik and Klal Yisrael. But we have to realize, why is it that Chof Ha'elu, the Avir isn't the Avir of Yom Adin? Why aren't we margish the Pachad of Yom Adin? What's the Ma'akev of the Pachad of Yom Adin? Maybe we can open our eyes to a reason. Understand it clearly. Torah Kedusha says, "Atam nitzov mayom kulchem lifnei Hashem elokeichem." Dover, it's motzui from Chazal through the Svarim Hakedushim that this pasuk is meramez on Rosh Hashanah. Hayom is Rosh Hashanah. As it says in the pasuk, and we are lefnei Hashem elokeichem. Maybe there's a new aura of this pasuk. The word nitzavim, not oimdim. What's the word nitzavim? Look in Parshas Korach. It says on Dosan Vaviram, the loshon nitzavim. And Rashi says in Parshas Korach that nitzavim means b'koyim haskufa. Where does b'koyim haskufa come in here? Why is there here in Indian, if the touch of the word Nitzavim is becoming a skufa? Where does it come in over here? Atam Nitzavim Ayayim becoming a skufa. Today was the Yotzet of the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim talks about a Gemara Masechtas Chum, Adam Ubehema Teshia Hashem. Shem Oilam, Shas Chaskos Perek Yitches. State of Chofetz Chaim, what does the Pasuk mean? B'nei Adam Arumim B'das Amasim in Atzmon Kebehema. Chofetz Chaim says the person has in himself two chalakim, a chelik Adam and a chelik Behema. The person is put together, he brings a smug from Yom Beis and Yom Hei in the Bria. Yom Beis was Malachim, Yom Hei is the Behema. The Gemara says in Sechtes Chagiga, Shloish Edvarim Nidma Ka'odam, Shloish Edvarim Nidma Ka'me'ema. The person has in himself both. And the person has to remember that he has in himself a Chelik HaBe'ema, and the Be'ema needs to be controlled. The Bnei Adam Arumim Adas, and the Simen Atzim Ka'be'ema says the Chofetz Chaim, they remember that they are a behemoth. And they remember that they have to watch themselves and the kids be content that it will go good by itself. Because if you leave an animal by itself, it veers off and does havoc. Let us understand what the difference between an Adam and a behemoth is. We say every day in davening of Moisar, Adam and a behemoth, Oyen, Ka'akoyel Hovel. What is the difference between an Adam and a behemoth? Maybe the right way to understand it is to learn Hilchis Mazik, to learn Baba Kama. A behemoth is not responsible for its actions. The Bailam is responsible for his actions. You can't hold a behemoth responsible for the actions that he does. A behemoth does hezik, the Bailam is responsible, the Bailam is achray on him. So the touch of a behemoth is that it needs somebody to be achray on him. He keeps no achray for himself, he's not responsible for himself. He doesn't have to give them the cheshbon for himself. And Adam, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Adam shmiras gufayal. And Adam is shmiras gufayal. Lies on him, he has a chrayas on himself. He has a responsibility on himself. So the difference between an Adam and a behemoth is a very simple difference. A behemoth is not responsible for what he does and doesn't accept responsibility for what he does. And an Adam accepts responsibility for what he does. He knows he's achray for what he does. He's responsible for what he does. We live in a world today. We bring a goy, a murderer, into court. Everybody admits he murdered. He gets up a lawyer with all the psychiatrists that are there to help him. And find fault in his upbringing, fault in his surroundings. And he's not schuldig, he only has to get 2 months. We are all suffering from this machla. We are all suffering from a machla that we are not responsible for what we do. In Tov Reish Tzadik Hei, the Leftas Latipal Rebbe, and he wrote a sefer, and he writes in the sefer that before Bias Mashiach, the gzeira of the door will be psychiatry. What does he mean? Because psychiatry taught us and teaches us that we are not responsible. You take an adult, he doesn't act right, oh, his upbringing was wrong. He has to talk his issues with his parents, talk his issues with his rabbein, talk his issues with his machanechim. So what's the end result? I'm not responsible for what I did. I have all the blame. It's our Befeish Gemara that discusses exactly this problem. A lot of Ben Gudaya wanted to do tshuva. And a lot of Ben Gudaya said 4 different things that should be mevatish rachamim on him. He asked Harim u'gvoyif, he asked Shemayim v'aretz, chamo levona, kochavim u'mazoles. What did he ask? The Aras Dvash talks about this Gemara. There's a sefer nifla from a Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhin and Rav Chaim Sharin called Dibrei Chaim. 3 volumes of the Torah was at least reprinted. In Parashas Kiseitzei or Kisava, he discusses this Gemara. And he says there are 4 reasons that a person can blame why he's no good. He can blame his parents. He can blame his friends. He can blame the atmosphere around him. And he can blame the mazel. And that's exactly what Allah and the Daya tried to do. Horam u'gvayis. I'm Ofer min Adoma, what do you want from me? Harim is Ofer, high. I'm also Ofer. You can't blame me for what I did. I have bad midas. Comes from my parents. They instilled me my bad midas. My friends, the atmosphere around me, the world around me. I have so many terutzim. At the end of the day, he realized, Ein adover toli ela bi. I have achrayus on myself. I can't blame anybody. And until he realized, Ein adover toli ela bi, he wasn't able to do tshuva. Because when you're not achrayus on your maisim, so why do I have to do tshuva? And if I'm not achrayus on my sin, I don't have to worry about your nadin either. Because if a murderer doesn't have to worry about going to court, and all the mishalim of Rabbi Eliyahu are how much pachad you have when you have to go to court, and you have to imagine what Melech Malchei HaMelachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And we live in a liberal world that we're all affected by. That I'm not achrayus on my maisim, and that I can blame all different kind of social issues and all different kind of reasons why I am what I am. So why do I have to be afraid of Yemenin? And that is the reason why we live in a world that has no pachat from Yemenin. Because we lost the musik of being achrayi on myself, the musik that I have achrayis. And that is a odom. A odom is somebody who has achrayis. Remez l'dovar. If you take the word odom and write it out, aleph, dalet, mem. It's the gematria achrayis. Thus is a mensch. A person without achrayis is an animal. An animal is not achrayi for his meisim. An animal has no shmiras gufayo. He does what he wants, he does whatever he wants, and nobody's there. Somebody else is responsible. Or Adam is somebody that's responsible for himself. The difference between an Adam and an animal is an animal, his reish is shoved to his goof. An Adam, his reish is on top. Atem nitzav mayim b'koymos gufo. Remember that you are an Adam, you were created b'koymos gufo with a reish on top of you. You're not here in this world to live with your reish and your body in the same level. You're here to be achrayi on yourself. You're here to take responsibility for what you do. And when you realize you're here to take responsibility for what you do, then you realize that you have to do tshuva. And you realize that there is a yom hadin because I'm responsible for my maisim. And kol zman a person doesn't realize the achrayis for his maisim, and Yom HaDin is not going to move him, and Yom HaDin is not going to change him, and Yom HaDin is not going to do anything for him. That's the olive base of everything, is to learn that we are achrayi on our maisim, and we have to carry achrayis for what we do, and I am responsible. Ein adover toli ela bi. There's nobody that I could blame, there's nobody that I could put the blame on, and the only one that's responsible for my faults is me alone. And when I realize that, then I realize that I can fix it also. Because if somebody else is responsible for my faults, then I have no way of correcting it. And I have no way of becoming better because the other person damaged me and I can't fix it. But when I realize that I am the one that created the chesaron, I realize that I can create the tikkun. The Heiliger Rebbe HaMelech said, that a person, the Yetzer Hara comes to him and shows him how great his Aveira is. That his Aveira reached all the way to Shamayim. Zog the Rebbe Rabbe the Melech, if you believe your Aveira reached to Shamayim, believe that your Maisim Tovim can reach to Shamayim. And believe that you can be Mesakim the Begam. But the minute that I didn't do the Begam, the minute somebody else did the Begam, so Mechatesh I could fix it. But when I realize Ein Adavar Tali Alavi, and I realize it's my fault, I realize that I have the koyach and I have the ability and I have the strength to fix it, and I have the ability to fix it, and I have the ability to change. Then I have a munah in myself, because I know my koyach is, I have a koyach to rule myself and I have a koyach to make myself better. And then I have the ability to make the changes that I have to make. And I have the ability to become different, and I have the ability to become better. Thus is the amuna that a person has to have. And perhaps the nikuda that's missing is a generation that's brought up without being responsible for what they do, a generation that's grown up, that they can blame everybody for what they can do. So the whole pachad of Yom HaDin gets lost. And you can do whatever you want with Yom HaDin. You can make a concert out of Yom HaDin. You can do whatever you want. Because it doesn't mean anything. It has no shavuos. So those are the aleph beis. The aleph beis is to realize the responsibility of a person, the achrayus of a person. And when he realizes the achrayus, then the whole Yom HaDin changes. Once we establish that, then we have to establish what has to be changed. Then we have to establish what the problem is. Let's learn together a little bit of Nach. Everybody knows Elo is Rosh Hashanah, Anila Deidi V'Deidi Li, Alek HaDemayim. We'll open up a Rashi in Shir HaShirim. Capital Vov, Anila Deidi V'Deidi Li, what is it talking about? So the Heilige Rashi, it's talking about when we went up in Bayis Sheni, and we went to build the Beis Hamikdash, and Koresh Dayovesh wanted to be mishtatef in the vineyard. It said the Pasuk in Ezra, Loi lochem libnois beis elekeinu. Dr. Rashi, ani ledoidi v'loi atem. So what does ani ledoidi mean? I'm going to build the Beis Hamikdash and not you. Rashi is pshutei shel mikra. Where does it come into Elul? What does Elul have to do, ani ledoidi v'doidi li, if it means ani ledoidi v'loi atem, to build Beis Elekeinu? What does it have to do with Elul? How does this Rashi fit into Elul? In Treyosar, Chagi, Kapitel Aleph, Posik Aleph, we have a klal from the Chiddush Yerim, that any date that says in Tanakh means that it's negaya to know that date. If not, the Nebuah said without a date, because we don't have to know it the day is. It says in Chagi, capital Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, that the Nebuah to build by Sheni was given by Chodesh HaShishi, Be'echot LaChodesh, Rish Chodesh Elul. Why? What does this have to do with Elul? Why do I have to know when it comes Chodesh Elul? I said, oh, I'm Indian to build the Beis HaMikdash. In Imrei Noyam, Parshas Kisova, in the first piece, Imrei Noyam, says the Dover Nifle, Rosh Hashanah is big in Matriya Beis HaMikdash. Hostical Torah. So we have here a puzzle that we have to figure out, and we have to make it shtim, and we have to see what our avoid is. Everybody knows an Alshach HaKadosh. Va'osu li mikdash v'shechamti b'seichon v'seich kalechot v'echot. Everybody knows a loshen v'seich libi mishkan evne. A yid has to become a moin l'shchino. A yid has to become a mokoyim of the Shechinah HaKadosh within him. That's the ultimate tzura of Yid. Va'osu li mikdash v'shechamti b'seichon v'seich kalechot v'echot. Rishchodesh Elul came a nevuah of building a Beis HaMikdash. That nevuah is talking to every Yid on Rishchodesh Elul. You have 30 days till Rosh Hashanah to make a Ba'asu Li Mikdash V'Shachanti V'Seicham. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it has to be a Beis HaMikdash. You have to have already that Dargah of Ba'asu Li Mikdash V'Shachanti V'Seich Kalechot V'Echot. That's the Nevuah Rosh Chodesh Elul, that's Negeya L'Deiris. Those are the Gematria for Rosh Hashanah Beit HaMikdash. Because that's the Darga that a person has to reach. Of Ani L'Deiri V'Deiri Li is the Avoida of Elul. The Avoida of Elul is Ani L'Deiri V'Lei Atem. to get rid of that chelek ha'goy that's building you. You can't build a Beis HaMikdash as long as you have the hashpa from the goyish world. El is the avoyna of ani l'doidi v'doidi li v'lay atem. I'm building a Beis HaMikdash in El. I'm making a awesome HaMikdash is the avoyna from El is v'lay atem. To get rid of that hashpa of the world. There's nobody in the world that's not mushpa. Because the Pasuk says, Vayis'arvu bagoyim vayilmudu maaseihem. Look, the Heilige Rebbe Rav Zisha of Anipali wrote in the Sefer Oirach Lachaim, Adiyuk Nifla. It should say in Pasuk, Vayis'arvu bagoyim vayilmudu mimaaseihem. Look, the Rebbe Rav Zisha, no yid wants to go to a goy to learn how to live. So they all are gaita. If the Kuzri tells us that there are five categories in the world, a yid, a goy, an animal, and then further down. So a yid is going to lower himself to learn by a lower category how to live and how to act and how to use the world. Avadanisht. Just like you would look at a goy that's learning from a behemoth that is not normal. The same is true that we have nothing to look at a dog alone and us. Zog the Rebbe Rav Zisha, no yid goes to a goy to learn how to live, but there's a process of osmosis. Vayis'arvu bagoyim, and from itself is vayilmudu maaseihem. You live between them. You take in the ear of the Eretz Ha'amim. You're mushpa by yilmudu, you learn by yourself, you don't want to learn, but you become mushpa. It's called Chedish Elul, the avoid of Elul is Ani l'doidi v'loi lachem. To build the Beis HaMikdash without that hashpa from the Vayilmudu Maaseihem. Elul is the time to take that Vayilmudu Maaseihem and get rid of the Vayilmudu Maaseihem and to become taka back the Ani l'doidi without any taruvit. The Ani L'Doidi, a pure Ani L'Doidi. That Avodah is a hard Avodah. Oh, but that's the Avodah of Elul, Livnei Beis HaElokeinu, to build the Beis HaMikdash, to build yourself, to become the Va'asel HaMikdash, V'Shechamti, B'Seicham, B'Seichalecha, V'Echa, the ultimate Tzura of a Yid. And the way to do it is Taka, to wake up. How much of the glorious world has been mashpia on me? You know how we wake that up? Realize how much we lost our sensitivity. Realize how much we lost our sensitivity that nothing bothers me anymore. Nothing bothers me, nothing irks me, nothing has anything. I can take everything. I'm murdered a generation, murdered a savlonim. We disable everything in the world. That's the mile of our generation. I'll give you a very good Korah Mivchan. Tell me if your father, you'll be in a Bismedish with one of your parents, and there'll come somebody inside the Bismedish and slap your parents in front of you, and you'll have Savalonis. So why did Kutz Avinu Shebishamayim is Miz Savalonim? Why did suddenly is Mizen Balamidas? We're not balamidas, because the minute somebody will chepe you or chepe something that's negative to you, oyes nishrei, oyes nishrei, oyes tiveitu. Elamar, we lost the sensitivity of our connection to the Shemeshrei that we should feel that Sabinu Shemeshamayim was definitely bothering. It has to at least bother me. It has to at least take me out of my kalem a little bit. Elamai, we got used to it, Vayisarvu, and everything goes, and everything is good, and everything we can be soivul. In the Charaya, that we're mushpa from the world. In the Charaya, the world did a very good job of us. Achmanu l'tzlam. I mean, the world does a very good job on us. We have to get rid of it. realize that weinen komt er samen. Wieveel van Achenu ben Israël haver gof de derech ha-Torah, de derech Hashem? Do you know that this summer, this past summer, there was a Woodstock for heimische kinderlech, for heimische stuben? 1,000 boys and girls got together to a Woodstock for Yidden. How can you say it over and not cry? How can you say it over and not scream? 1,000 kinder in our neighborhood, in our upstate New York, got together on a Friday till the Supreme Court threw them out. And Shabbos Nachmittag, they had nowhere to go. That's the problem, probably. What happened before, nobody cares about. V'laveris ha'tzachah getan, v'yitzitayz gizem, da'ez gizol shemer ha'matzel zayn. Where are we? Now we're soivel everything. Soivel that, we're soivel that. To the degree that it said in one of the magazines that you all take into the house, that we shouldn't call somebody that's off the derech, off the derech. We should say he took an alternate derech. In a magazine that everybody takes in. Alternate derech. You look at where it comes from. Achman al-Islam. An alternate derech, Siddah, an alternate derech. The Chidushim says, it says in Pasik, Vaidata lemes ha-derech yel chubo. Everybody says over the Pasik wrong, because in the Gemara there's once in the parentheses in Hashem. But the Pasik says, Vaidata lemes ha-derech yel chubo. Frek the Chidushim, it blooms the Asher yel chubo, just like it says, Vamaisa Asher yasum. But the Chidushim, there's no two ways. There's no two drachim, there's only one derech. By that one, it's a derech yelchubo. If it would say asher yelchubo, it would mean there's an alternate way. There's no alternate way. And Klal Yisrael, the heilig folk, in mitgilet off the derech. It's in a heilig sprach, on the base that's another ein derech. Kumpfins again, we bring the Rhein Stuff, a magazine that everybody reads, and from there we take our Ashkof every Shabbos, that says an alternate derech. No, aren't we mushpa from the world? Aren't we mushpa from the Goyish world? I'm not going to say which magazine it is because let you take throw the ball out. Those are the ashpa that we have. Ashpa that nothing changes us, nothing bothers us. Everything goes by and everything goes and everything happens and we just pass on. To come in the Zeit, to great in the Chalash Hashanah. Lo yilachem livnais beis elokeinu. Ani ledoidi v'lei atem. No goyish ashpa is a shaykhis to us. We're not mushpa from the goyish world and we have to change our ashpa from the goyish world. We have to build a choyma between us and the goyish world. We have to be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis HaMikdash is built with Kedusha, with Tara, without the Ashpah from the Goyish world. Das ist unsere Avoida. Das ist unsere Avoida in these days. And what is these days? Today starts Yom Echad. Today starts Bria. Today starts the new Bria. It says in Zera Kodesh in this week's parasha. Why is Rosh Hashanah a day of tshuva? What is tshuva? Tshuva is that you could make yourself a new nivra. Rabbah says so. Esmon hoya vayoy. Let me say over a word from the Heilige Tshechanava. A neuridike word. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Korach, Im Bria Yivra Hashem. Im not, Lo Hashem Shlachom. Frek the Chechanov and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't believe that Tshuva helps. How did he take such a chance? Korach will do Tshuva, he'll die like a normal person. And Moshe Rabbeinu will tell me, Lo Hashem Shlachom, he'll have to chesiyazah. So the Chechanov will look at the Pasuk. in Temois Kol Olam Yumusun Eile. When you do tshuva, you're not that person anymore. Eile means these people. Tshuva, you're Nivra Mechadosh. You become a new person when you do tshuva. You're not Eile anymore, you're not those people anymore. I'm Nivra the Kevot. That's the Amunah in tshuva. The Heilige Leif Simcha said that we make a Shechayonu when it comes Yom Kippur. Chutz the Shechayonu on the day, we make a Shechayonu on the new Nivra that happens. You're a new person, a Machta Shechayonu, so you can buy you on another mensch. Because that's tshuva. So the Heilige Rav Shetzerov, if Rosh Hashanah is currently Yom Rishon, it's the ultimate of the Bria, the Tachlis of the Bria, the Nivra of Adam, it's the day when a person can be Nivra. Because that's the day of Bris Adam. That's why it's the day of Tshuva. Because it's the greatest Siyat HaDishmaya to be able to be Vashafim from Anu. Because the Eivshter Vashaf that day. So when comes Chafei Elul and starts Bria, that's our avoider, to use these days to make ourselves Mechadosh. To make ourselves from Nu. The Torah says, Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Eibishter is, takes off a shlish of our aveiros. I understood from a piece of Arugis HaBeisim that it doesn't mean that you wake up Erev Rosh Hashanah. There's a Gemara in Sechtis, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Gimel. Kimlu L'Rabbonam, Kol Tfuah Shenikzera B'chak, he via shlish lefnei Rosh Hashanah. It's that in the Gemara. Every tfuah that you could cut on Sukkis has to be that it brought a shlish before Rosh Hashanah. Kivu the Rabbah. It's that in the Gemara. It's that in the Gemara. It's up there. Look, it's Habaisim in Pasha. Shoif to my think. Haflo v'fele. If you want the work of Sukkis, that the tfuah should be nikzera, and I'll lead on to the Rugis HaBeisim that it says in Amen Mishklov that Tfu is Isis Va'ahavta. You want the Va'ahavta of Sukkis, the Cheshbin Avonis, everything goes up to him. It has to be Yavir Shlish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. You have to use the Elul. Without the Elul, Nishdok HaSukkis. If it's not Yavir Shlish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Nishdok HaTfu is Shenikzer Bechak. I understood from Arugis HaBeisim because he tells through this tour that the Shlish of Erev Rosh Hashanah comes from where? From the whole Avodah of Elul. Aber Koponim Chofei Elul. Chofei Elul. And from these 5 days that there are till Rosh Hashanah, 3 days are Stamazai easy days. Erev Shabbos, Shabbos, and Erev Rosh Hashanah. Yisachakel, we have to do 2 days of Avodah that we have to give something away, that we should take the 5 days of Bria and use them to become Nivroim. Use them to become Vashafim from Frish. To become a new person. That's what the days of Bria are Mesugel for. And use these 5 days that we have left to become Taka a different person. To become Taka a ganz andere Mensch, a neue Mensch, and believe that I can become a neue Mensch. Part of psychiatry is that the person can't change. Rabban said in the drasha, Rabban Zecher Tzadik B'Kodesh Lebracha said in the drasha in Yishalayim that psychiatry is kfira because they don't believe that a person can change. I'm a man in tshuva, wasn't tshuva. I can't change. The most I can do is become a little bit better. But that's not tshuva. Tshuva means I change. I become a different person. The person that I was doesn't exist anymore. It's a new person, a new Bria. And that's the ability of these days of Bria, to become a new Bria, and to change into a ganz andere Bria. And this new Bria is pure. Pure, no ashpar from the world. No ashpar from the Gersh world. The Kentucky Bayla Beis HaMikdash. And Takibi Vishachanti Vishaycham Vishaychal Echad Ve'echad. And Takibi Zeycham, that we should see with our eyes that this year should be a Shnas Geula v'Yeshua. You know how? We'll build our Beis HaMikdash. The Eibishter Bayin, the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, the Meher HaBayin.